Hello, Indiana 4-H, and welcome to The 4th H. The 4th H is a healthy living podcast series that aims to bring a renewed energy and focus to the 4th H in Indiana 4-H. My name is Angie Frost, and I am a 4-H Extension Specialist with Purdue University and a registered dietitian. The 4th H podcasts provide us an opportunity to discuss various aspects of nutrition, physical activity, and social-emotional health. So, as we pledge our health to better living, let's get started. The weather may be chilly right now, but summer is just around the corner, and summertime in Indiana means fairs, festivals, and food trucks. When I think about each of these, visions of deep-fried, sugar-laden, high-calorie foods and beverages fill my thoughts. If you will be attending one or even two of these events over the course of the summer, you shouldn't worry too much about wrecking your diet by indulging in some of your favorite items. However, if you are like many 4-H families who will be spending the majority of your time at these events, you might want to take note of some of the ideas presented in this podcast. I will highlight healthier food and beverage choices that will help you stick to your healthy living plan. The first tip I'd like to share is, consider eating before heading out to a fair or festival. Eating a nutritious meal before you arrive to all the delicious aromas and temptations will make you less likely to head straight toward the food vendors. Another idea is to bring your own healthy snacks. Choose snacks that contain protein and healthy carbohydrates, such as nuts, fruits, cheese sticks, and whole grain crackers. Eating before you arrive and bringing your own snacks not only saves you calories, it also saves you money. Another important thing to remember is to stay hydrated. Sometimes thirst mimics hunger, leading us to eat when we really are just thirsty. Bring along a water bottle and be sure to consume enough water to maintain hydration. For more information on hydration, check out the 4th H podcast, episode 1, titled Staying Hydrated. So what happens if you arrive to a fair or festival empty-handed and hungry? There are healthier choices offered at nearly every fair, festival, and food truck. You just need to know what to look for. When choosing protein or vegetable-based items, look for grilled or roasted options. Choose sweet treats that contain fruit or share your favorite with several friends. Consider the following. Choose roasted corn on the cob instead of deep-fried veggies or onion blossoms. The roasted corn is only 50 calories and 1 gram of fat without the butter, and 200 calories with butter. The onion blossom is a whopping 1,175 calories and 75 grams of fat. When looking for a sweet treat, choose a caramel apple or kettle corn over an elephant ear or funnel cake. The caramel apple contains 334 calories and 6 grams of fat, while the funnel cake contains 760 calories and 44 grams of fat. While kettle corn is a sweetened option, it is mostly popcorn, which is a whole grain that contains dietary fiber and B vitamins. Other sweet treats that won't entirely wreck your nutrition plan include saltwater taffy and cotton candy. Although these choices are made mostly of sugar, they are low in fat and calories, but sure to cure your sweet tooth cravings. Keep in mind that fried candy bars contain 450 calories and 30 grams of fat versus 3 pieces of saltwater taffy for 180 calories and 2.5 grams of fat. You will have to walk for more than 2 hours to burn off the candy bar, 3.5 hours to burn off the funnel cake, but only 50 minutes to burn off the taffy. Instead of a donut burger or corn dog, consider choosing chicken or steak kebabs, grilled steak or pork sandwich, a grilled hamburger, or a grilled turkey leg. Just remember to remove the skin from the turkey leg before consuming, and consider sharing this choice, as turkey legs are generally very large and enough for at least 2 people. Other things to consider include browsing all the food choices before deciding what you'll eat, sitting down to eat what you've chosen, and sharing treats and less healthy choices with others. By browsing all the food choices first, you'll be less likely to make impulsive decisions. Sitting down to enjoy your choices helps you focus on what you're eating and helps avoid the mindless munching that can lead to overindulgence. And finally, by sharing less healthy treats, you can have your funnel cake and eat it too. A few bites of a treat you truly love will be much more satisfying than an entire serving of something you consider just so-so. Now it's time for a call to action. How can you enjoy all the fairs, festivals, and food truck events this summer without totally wrecking your healthy living plan? Eat before you go. Pack your own snacks. Browse all the options before making your selections. Sit down to enjoy those selections and share less healthy options with friends and family. If you are in an Indiana 4-H club or are a 4-H club leader in Indiana, consider sharing this information with club members and families or create a map that highlights healthy food choices that can be found at your fair. If you host a food booth, consider offering at least one healthy choice. If you are interested in more information regarding healthy food choices, contact me at alfrost@purdue.edu for more information. Don't forget to visit our Indiana 4-H Facebook page to tell us how you plan to enjoy summer fairs, festivals, and food trucks while sticking to your healthy living plan. I hope you've been inspired to have a plan before visiting Indiana's many fairs, festivals, and food trucks. Don't forget to pledge your health to better living by planning ahead, bringing your own snacks, choosing wisely, and sharing treats. Remember, life is meant to be enjoyed. One day at the fair won't make or break a healthy diet, so enjoy your favorite treats in moderation. If you'll be spending the majority of your summer at fairs and festivals, incorporate some of the ideas presented here. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for listening to this edition of the 4-H Podcast.